Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 166. Can overworking hurt your heart? The average salaried American now works 49 hours a week. When you add in the average of 4 hours of commuting time, that number increases to 53 hours weekly. So my question is, can overworking or spending that much time, 53 hours a week, hurt your heart? In this podcast, I discuss the risks of spending too much time at work to your cardiovascular system, and then we're going to offer some tips for possibly a better work-life balance. So let me start off by sharing with you John D. Rockefeller's experience. While still in his 40s, the richest man in the world was dying. John D. Rockefeller had developed an autoimmune disease that caused him to lose every hair on his body, as well as many other medical conditions. He was so close to a nervous breakdown that he even slept with a gun next to his bed. His doctors told him that if he didn't stop working so hard, he was going to die from a heart attack. Heeding the advice of his doctors, he gave the reins of his company to another man, and then he stepped back to more of a consultant role. His health immediately improved, and from that time forward, he lived by three simple rules. Here are John D. Rockefeller's three simple rules for his health. Number one, avoid worry. Number two, exercise outside daily. Number three, get up from the dinner table a little hungry. By achieving a healthy work-life balance and by faithfully following his three rules, which were don't worry, exercise outside every day, and get up from the dinner table a little hungry, John D. Rockefeller went on to live a very healthy life up until age 97. So let's back up a little bit and talk about the science behind it. Let's talk about working hours and the risk of a heart attack and stroke. To answer the question, can overworking hurt your heart? Let me share with you a recent study. In this, the largest study ever done on the subject, researchers looked at the risk of a heart attack or stroke in 603,838 workers. To make sense of the data, researchers divided the people into two groups. The first group worked the standard 35 to 40 hours a week. The second group put in more than 55 hours a week on the job. Researchers then followed these two groups of people for 7.2 years to see what would happen. After more than 7 years, the results were obvious. Those working more than 55 hours a week were 13% more likely to get heart disease and 33% more likely to suffer a stroke. So the group of people averaging more than 55 hours a week, 13% more heart disease, 33% more strokes. Let's talk now about karoshi, which is a Japanese word, and it's really the ultimate in no work-life balance. The Japanese are known for working long hours, and they've long recognized that working long hours or multiple jobs can cause an early death from a heart attack or stroke. The Japanese even have a word for death by overworking, which is karoshi. The first reported case of karoshi was in 1969, with a fatal stroke in a 29-year-old man suffering from work exhaustion. Karoshi is a national health problem in Japan. To help decrease the risk of dying from this condition, the Japanese government now regulates overtime work hours. So let's talk now about karoshi, world leaders, and no work-life balance. Even if you don't die a karoshi death, unhealthy stress from a job can take years off your life. In a fascinating study, researchers looked at the effect of the most stressful job, that of leading a country. In this study of 540 heads of state over the last 300 years, so that's pretty interesting, 540 world leaders who won in an election over the last 300 years, researchers found that the person who won the election lived, on average, 4.4 years shorter than the losing candidate. So that really begs the question, did the winner of the election really win? So looking at 540 elections over the last 300 years, if you won your election to lead a country, you just knocked off 4.4 years of your life. As world political leaders are not known for having a healthy work-life balance, could these shorter lifespans, the knocking 4.4 years off your life, really just be a Western manifestation of karoshi? The main cause of work-life balance challenges. I have seen many patients of mine at risk for karoshi. In talking with these patients, overworking generally comes down to one of three things. Number one, money concerns. Number two, a bad boss, too many emails, meetings, or other non-essential work activities. Or number three, personal drive. Of these, money concerns is clearly the number one cause of work-life imbalance. Generally, the solution is simple. Want less and spend less. If you can lower your overhead, lower your burn rate, downsize your life, and eliminate all the stuff that you really don't need, most of my patients find that they can reclaim their work-life balance and do what they've always dreamed of doing. Work-life imbalances from a bad boss, too many emails, meetings, and other non-essential work activities generally means that you need to set clear boundaries and priorities in your work life. If you can't solve these challenges with your employer, it may mean that you may need to look for a new position or find a better organization. The last, a strong personal drive, may be the most challenging to overcome. I know this is something I struggle with. I have found that setting up rules in my life, like John D. Rockefeller, although my rules are different than his, has helped. I have found four rules that I try to follow each day to help me maintain a healthy work-life balance. These four daily rules are to, one, connect with each family member daily. Number two, have family dinner. Number three, do something spiritually uplifting each day. And number four, take care of my health. And taking care of my health means getting enough sleep, exercising every day, eating right. While I got a confession to make, while I'm still guilty of working more than 55 hours each week, if I can accomplish these four things each day, then I feel I've achieved a work-life balance that works for me. It may not work for you, but for me, if I can hit on those four things, then I feel like I've achieved, at least for me, a healthy work-life balance. Final thoughts. Are you at risk for karoshi? If so, now is the time to evaluate the causes and come up with a plan to find a work-life balance that works for you. If you have achieved some semblance of a reasonable work-life balance, what has helped you? I'd love to hear from you. And please go on to my website, drjohnday.com. This is blog number 166. Scroll down to the bottom and leave your experiences, your tips, what you've learned about a healthy work-life balance. Also, feel free to post any questions there. I'll do my best to answer. And if you like what you've listened to, tell a friend. Better yet, rate it on iTunes. That helps us to get our message out to more people. Rate it on Stitcher. Thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.